In Northwest News on 88.5, you may have heard something recently about Amazon experimenting with a part-time work week. It already has some part-time employees, but the company is testing a few teams of workers and managers who will have a 30-hour week. The move has renewed conversations about work-life balance in a notoriously high-pressure industry. Laura Troiani is a marketing consultant. She used to work for TinyPulse, which helps employers, mainly other tech companies, measure their employees' happiness. She sat down with 88.5 Simone Alisea to talk about how tech employers are starting to help their employees strike that balance.
Laura, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
So let's just talk about Amazon to start. What makes this different? What was surprising about this to you?
Well, it's certainly a unique move. Amazon locally and now nationally, thanks to some not so very positive press, is known as having a very hard-driving culture. So to hear that all of a sudden they might be adjusting and allowing employees to work 30 hours a week is certainly a shift from what we would generally think of when we think about the Amazon workplace.
While you were at TinyPulse, you helped head up some of their original research into employees' needs. What did you find?
People just want a really good work environment, and they're willing to prioritize that over increases in pay, increases in benefits. And a lot of times people would blame it on millennials. They'd say, oh, these millennials are so hard to work with, and they leave after 11 months. And you interview millennials, and we did a lot of research actually with millennials, and we're seeing that they want balance, they want flexibility, they want to grow professionally. And you take a step back from that and you realize, is any of this a bad thing? And I think as companies can accept it in that terms, shifting the conversation from, oh, this is a horribly needy generation, to, huh, maybe they have really balanced priorities.
So I spoke to someone who used to recruit at Amazon, actually. And one of the interesting things that came up in our conversation is at what point an employee needs to be responsible for their work-life balance and how much of that is on the employer.
One of the things that when we were at TinyPulse, we saw in a lot of our research was employees want to know what is expected of them. And so this is a case where I think the onus really is on the employer and specifically the direct manager to disclose what that expectation is.
Is that feasible for every company?
We're mentioning the Amazons and the Googles of the world, extremely established companies that can make these adaptations. What we're not generally speaking of are those really early stage tech startups, which is certainly where Amazon and Google got their start, that have to be hard driving because they need to be that way to survive.
That's true. I spoke to a professor at UW, and one of the things we talked about was that the workforce is shifting, but it's also true that the companies themselves are aging and require a different way of operating.
And I don't know when companies understand that inflection point has hit. Perhaps they begin to see an increase in attrition, and it makes them look inwards and understand what's going on, because they have a certain persona about them and they need to change that.
So right now, this is just kind of an experiment. It's a couple teams. We don't really know if it's going to be something that Amazon's going to do across the board, or if it's going to be how long term it's going to be. But let's say it's wildly successful.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that'll be a signal to other companies in this industry?
Possibly. What I'd be curious to see is who specifically is being recruited to these 30-hour work week teams. Is it the young 20-year-olds just out of college? Or is it the folks with young kids at home who want to be working but frankly have other things in their life that take priority? Perhaps this isn't a universal approach that businesses take, but perhaps it's a way that they can cater to different employee types to facilitate both recruitment and retention.
Laura, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you again for having me. It was a pleasure.
Laura Troiani was marketing director at TinyPulse, which measures employee happiness. She has since founded Plan Beyond, a marketing consulting firm. She spoke with 88.5 Simone Alisea.